Hello and welcome to episode 9 of the BJ Report. I am your host, Bardi Asani, and with me,
Jericho Martinez.
Now, you're probably wondering, episode 9, what's going on? Because we had episode 9 last week. What's going on? Jerry, you tell them.
It wasn't our best work.
Yes, we binned the episode. We didn't like it. It's gone. Yeah, absolutely. If it's not our best work, we're not going to put it forward.
Off the archives. It is deleted. It has disappeared from existence.
Exactly. So this is the new official episode 9 of the BJ Report. So you're quite right in listening to it. There is no mistake. Yes. It's not an error. It's not a typo. This is episode 9. We're going to go for it.
We are happy. We're ready to rock and fucking roll. So, Bard, how's your week been, boy?
You know, it's been really, really good.
It doesn't matter. My week has been absolutely fantastic.
We work in the same place. We have a similar week.
I thought that was funny.
Oh, yeah, that was great. Well, I'm sure the people are laughing.
I cut you off.
No, it's fine, sir.
Yeah, people are laughing. I think they're laughing at you.
Yeah.
If you're a mug.
No, absolutely. No, it's been an all right week. I'm too scared to talk now.
Good. Don't be scared. It's normal.
So, yeah, we had some pretty good weather, actually. We had one good day when we had a bit of sun. In fact, me and Joey were out for lunch one day.
Yeah, boy.
Found some chairs. And... We were just getting a tan.
We didn't say one word to each other.
Nope.
We just sat there.
I felt like I was at the beach. It was that much of good weather. And then obviously the following day had, you know, rain, as per usual.
Rain, and it was freezing. Bipolar weather.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. But it's been a good week overall, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely. The vaccine has continued to be rolled out, which I'm great. Full.
Have you had your vaccine yet?
No, and I can't wait, mate. I cannot wait.
Or are you going to get it in your face?
I'm going to have two in the eyeballs. Yes. So
you enjoy that. Around.
Yeah, Jerry, absolutely. how's your week been?
Well, it's been hectic.
What?
Busy.
But you don't do any work anyway.
Shut up, mate. I do more work than you, cunt.
Yeah, right.
So I've got no one to wipe
you
my
just
arse.
Walk around.
Self, dickhead. I wish I got paid doing that, but I can't. I don't. I need my time off, you know.
You need your time off. Have you thought anywhere about where you're going to go this year?
Oh, man.
Any plans?
To Bratislava.
Bratislava?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, actually?
Yeah, like Euro trip. I'll bring like a dollar there and live like a millionaire.
I don't think that's how it works.
Have you seen Eurotrip?
Yeah, I know.
You don't know what I'm talking about.
Well, I've just said I've seen the film.
Yeah, you haven't seen the film.
Well, I have seen the film.
What is it about?
It's about this group of kids
that
go on a Eurotrip. Well done, mate.
How many of them are there?
There's four.
The genders?
Male.
No.
I haven't seen it for a while.
Oh, exactly. You fucking liar. You're a liar.
I'm not a liar. I have seen the film.
You're a liar. Shut up, mate.
I have seen it.
And you mugged me off. You lied to me. I thought we were sharing a film moment there. But you didn't.
Well.
Look how sad you look so sad right now.
What am I supposed to do? I remember I watched it like 15 years ago.
Yeah, watch on Netflix. It's on there. Anywho's, right. Bardi, talk to me about your episode.
What? You make it sound like I've had a medical injury.
Tell me about
talk to me about your episode. How did you recover? What were the doctors like?
You had a panic attack
at work. You fainted. How's that been?
Oh, my days. Okay, just get on with your story, please. Cheers.
No. I want to know exactly what you're trying to say, Jericho, because there's people out there with real issues and you're taking the piss.
There is. And by the way, mental health.
Yes.
Just please look after that. It is crucial you do look after your brain.
Wise words there for Mr. Martinez, the
absolutely,
Filipino man.
Absolutely.
The Filipino man with a low IQ.
You're mugging me off. He's actually mugging me off.
Right, let's jump in.
On. I want to hear your shit article. Come on, sweetheart.
Let's go. So, here is the title. Teenager spends 36 hours on a swing to break a world record. Right, so okay. A 17-year-old, 36 hours on a swing. So this is like a playground swing. Okay.
36 hours.
36 hours. So a 17-year-old New Zealand boy broke a new Guinness World Record when he spent 36 consecutive hours swinging on a playground swing set.
Wait, consecutive hours of swinging?
Yes.
All right. Do you know a little bit more on that? Because if he's consecutively swinging, yeah. Swinging, right?
Mm-hmm.
Was he allowed to touch the floor?
Well, I'm guessing he is able to touch. As long as he's swinging, it's fine. They also, in the seats, made a little hole so you can take your shit every No, I'm joking. So here's what he was allowed to do. These were the rules, okay? Yeah. For every hour he goes, for every hour he swings, he's allowed a 5-minute break.
Okay, so that's not really consecutive hours, though, is it?
This is what the article has put down.
So he lied to the...
He lied. However, it does come up to 36 hours in total.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah, but he's allowed a 5-minute break. But for 36 hours, however, this was to raise money for a hospital in New Zealand.
But you know, fair play to him.
Fair play to him, absolutely. But it just seems like an odd thing to do, to raise money. Because he only raised, right, which it comes up to in pounds, to maybe £1,400.
That's not bad.
It's not bad, but for 36 hours.
That's not bad. That's all right. That's 3 days.
I reckon if he begged enough, he could have got more money by just like sitting at home.
3 days is not bad.
That's a lot.
Three days is all right.
Look, no, it's 36 hours.
How long did David Blaine stay in ice?
Ooh, 72 hours?
It's something crazy like that. Did he have a break? He didn't have a break, did he?
No.
He was stuck in that ice cube.
In the ice
cube? And he broke a record. Yeah, in the ice, innit?
I don't think he broke a record. Did he break a record?
I'm sure he did.
I don't know. I know he said that for a while, then when he came out, he almost collapsed.
Yeah,
his legs stopped working.
Fucking normal, mate. It's normal. If you're stuck in there, look, 63 hours encased in ice.
Yes, that's what he was. He did it.
Water and air supply from through a tube.
There we are.
Then he had to go toilet through another tube. Look, he's the real hero, mate.
But he did it in like Times Square. I don't think he did it for charity. This guy did it for charity. He did it for a hospital. I'm just saying this is an odd thing to be doing. And you notice that people have done a lot more odd things to break world records.
That's true. Well, like the geezer who ate all the Big Macs. You hear about that?
What do you mean?
Yeah, Joey Chestnut. He's a competitive eater. He broke the Guinness World Record for eating the most Big Macs.
Right. So there's a world record now that exists for Big Macs.
Yeah, 32, mate. Yeah, 32.
What, in a day?
Yeah. In one sitting. It took him 38 minutes to complete.
38 minutes to eat 32. You would never want to eat another Big Mac again.
I think he does, really. But that's mad.
And yet the McFlurry is a dessert as well.
Probably. Oh, that's the thing. With competitive eaters, they're not fat.
No.
They're like stacked up human beings.
And I don't know how it works. I don't know.
When I eat a Krispy Kreme, it goes straight to my fucking love handles, mate. I'm just like, what the fuck is this?
What's going on here?
You got this geezer who's fucking eating 32 Big Macs and looks like...
And he's in a calorie deficit. I don't know how he's doing it.
Yeah, it's baffling, mate. Baffling. But you know what? Fair play to him.
But he did it for... He didn't do it for charity. He just did it to break the world record, which is odd.
He's getting paid to it. I'm sure he's part of a charity.
Yeah, it could be. There's world records for all kinds of things. There's one for the most expensive dessert in the world. Okay.
Hey, it's like laced in gold and shit, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. How much do you think it costs? Roughly.
£5,000.
Ooh, you're off.
Like way off.
Well, quite a bit off. So go a bit higher.
Higher, 10.
A bit higher.
15.
A bit higher.
$25,000 for what? Something was laced in fucking gold.
Imagine you're around the table, right? Sure. You're treating some clients to a dinner at that restaurant.
Yeah.
I would feed them with so much like steaks and everything just so they didn't order dessert. I don't want them to look at the dessert menu. If they bought the dessert menu, I'd be like, listen, we're stuffed. We have had too much. No, it's fine. If someone goes, do you know what? I could do with something. I would be worried. What if they all order it? There's a group of five and they all order it.
Oh, they're fucked.
That's your mortgage gone.
Yeah, mate, that's your mortgage fucking away.
Imagine hand over your house keys and be like, guys, take this. You can take this.
But that's just, there's people out there with that sort of money.
That's nothing for them. 25,000.
They want to spend the money in fucking nonsense. But there are health benefits for eating gold.
I don't know what the health benefits are of eating gold.
I can tell you not. Actually, it reduces disease activity and joint inflammation.
Well, it better do something for £25,000. It better do something.
It helps lighten skin.
It better do something like levitate. It can make you levitate. You can fly. You have it and you can fly. That's what
super
I want.
Strength.
You can probably do push-up with no hands.
You'll sell your shit for $1,000.
Oh, my dick. I've seen this. Right, I'm going to read off some of the weirdest ones that I've managed to to come across. There's a guy who can fix Rubik's cubes, but he does it underwater.
Okay,
that's a bit dangerous.
But he solves a Rubik's cube
whilst underwater.
That's fine.
Have you seen 2 minutes 13 seconds?
That's right, actually. To be fair,
that's pretty.
Yeah, but a lot of people can hold their breath for a while, no?
Well, yeah. I mean, again, let's go back to the legend himself, Mr. David Blaine.
My boy.
I mean, he can do it for like 17 minutes.
Yeah, that sounds stupid.
He does something crazy. He just does it.
Mate, I personally think he's a wizard.
I mean, he's helping.
That's what they are, really. Like, they're wizards.
Well, they're not wizards. I mean, don't talk rubbish.
Wizards.
I mean, they're not wizards, are they? They're not. It's not like Harry Potter.
I am Dumbledore.
All right. You're going to scare all the listeners with that voice.
A wizard, Harry.
But there's some dangerous ones, which I wouldn't condone. Right, there's a guy. There's a Chinese beekeeper. His name is Xi Ping. Okay? And he's covered his body with 73 pounds of bees. Around 330,000 bees. Wow. Right, don't do that. Because you could die. They could just sting you and you could die.
No, but the thing is, with bees, it's weird. I think they use a pheromone.
They need to use something because that is dangerous.
To be attracted to you. I think you put it in your mouth or you put a spray on you and then they sit on your face. They do nothing. They pretend you're a beehive.
That's mental, though.
Yeah, that's what they do.
I mean, I see one bee and I start to get a bit scared. Let alone having 330,000 of them.
Yeah, I know. But where bees now?
What do you mean?
Have you seen, when was the last time you actually seen a bee?
I saw one outside a bus stop when he was going to work.
How long ago?
I'm joking. I don't know. It's usually around summertime.
You don't. No, you don't. You rarely see bees now or wasps. When was the last time?
They're retired. They're retired, man.
You know what I mean? They've moved on.
They've moved on.
God, they got to a different country, man.
With COVID and Brexit and everything, they were like, "Nah, forget this. Let's go back to France." Yeah. I don't. We had it better there, and we had baguettes.
that was good banter. That was funny.
So the most interesting one that I came across from the world records, because I thought I should do a bit of research in. I mean, you get all kinds of stuff. So you've got most snails on a face, okay? Most eggs crushed with a head. Most people brushing their teeth simultaneously.
That's a bit weird. That
you've got the longest ear hair. I don't know how. You've got one most married person.
Married, or how many people he's married?
Yes. So, well, it's a woman.
Interesting that.
Her name is Linda, and she holds the record of most marriages. How many times do you reckon she's been married, roughly?
55.
Okay, that's too much. Okay, you've ruined the joke. It's 23. 23 times.
Such a random number too.
Exactly. But you've also got stuff like the most straws someone can fit in the mouth.
Yeah, I know, like the most hot dogs you can fit in the mouth.
Oh yeah, exactly. It's weird. But the most interesting one, okay, it's his name is Christian Adam. He cycled 60 kilometers in 5 hours and 9 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's not bad.
It's not bad, but he did it backwards.
What else did he, was he on fire?
No, interestingly enough. He, whilst playing the violin.
Oh, No, wait, how did he go backwards? Was he using a unicycle?
No, no, just a cycle. No, just a normal, normal cycle. He sat on the handlebars. And yeah, and he just cycled backwards. And he's playing classical music. But how do you realize that you can do that? How do you start?
I have no idea. No, to be fair, I think he was using a normal bike.
Yeah.
It's a hobby of his. He was probably in a unicycle.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just a hobby and he can play the violin and decided, do you know what? Fuck it. Let's attempt this forwards.
Yeah.
Then he was like, do you know what? That's too easy. Let's do it backwards.
Well, I mean, it's...
So, fuck you.
It's just weird.
Big up the Frenchman.
Big up the Frenchman. Oh, sacre bleu.
Sacre bleu.
But no, imagine just realizing you can just cycle backwards. You can play the violin. What's next? He's going to play the whole drum kit. He's cycling backwards. He's drumming left, right, and center. He's going to be
absolutely... Tour de France.
Tour de France backwards.
While playing the piano.
I'll play some Beethoven. I'll play Mozart.
Congrats to him. Congrats to all these world record holders.
Should we break a world record?
For what? What can we do?
The only Kosovan Filipino podcast around the world.
Called the BJ Report.
Right, I'm gonna submit it right now. Let's record this and submit it.
The BJ Report.
Oh, wow. But yeah, no, that's my article. I thought it'd be interesting to discuss good, different kind of world records.
It was good. It was good.
Yeah.
I enjoyed your article. I thought it was going to be fucking boring as shit, but
no. No. I've actually changed this time. No. It's a good one.
I'm glad.
Right.
You started to bore me, mate. But anyways.
Thank you for listening to the BJ Report. That was episode 9. If you want to continue listening to Jerry's dead story, please continue. And listen, if you don't, switch it off. And we'll see you next week. Goodbye.
All right, ciao for now, dickhead. Anyways, my story, before I was rudely interrupted by Bardi, is something I've seen on Zimetro.
Mm-hmm.
So we order food, right? Especially what's going on in this pandemic. You don't want
pandemic,
to be
going, you know. The pandemic is going to kill all of us.
Dead. We order Jesty, we order Deliveroo.
Okay.
It's convenient, isn't it?
No, it
Do
is.
Do you know what I mean? It's convenient. You don't want to cook, you know. But this article was actually caught my attention because a Just Eat driver.
So what's the headline?
It says Just Eat driver caught on camera stealing a customer's cat. Yeah.
Why would you steal someone's cat?
Because the restaurant had mice infestation, mate. So this geezer, he's dropped off his
meal
to this lovely family. Yeah, exactly. So do you know what I mean? He left. You know, he probably dropped off his Deliveroo. His delivery,
yeah.
And was like, "Oh, enjoy your evening, madam."
Mm-hmm.
The door closed. Kidnapped the cat. Put it in a restaurant. Left it overnight. And Bob's your uncle. This poor lady wakes up.
Right. I mean, first of all, I don't know what kind of state you have to be to steal someone's pet. So he sounds like a maniac. However. He probably wanted a day off, and the boss wasn't giving it to him. He goes, he's got a mice problem. I know what I can help him save the business. He's going to give me that day off, steal the cat. I mean, did he return it at least after he'd finished?
I think he did. He did. He had to.
Also, hold
he
on.
Had to because...
Okay, listen, don't get me wrong.
It was on video, wasn't he?
But hold on one second. As bad as enough as it is, for someone's pet to be stolen. Which restaurant is this so people are aware not to go to?
Oh, mate, it's not telling you.
That's sneaky. I think it should be named and shamed. I mean, if it's a problem, we have to steal someone's pet. Come on, Jerry. Even you're not that stupid.
Yeah, I know. I wouldn't steal fucking someone's pet, but, you know, it was the perfect idea to do at the time.
Oh, here we go.
All right, that was pretty...
The punt is back. Fucking hell. Perfect. Where did you cut that joke from? God.
What did you say?
So where did you cut that joke from?
That was funny. That was funny. That was funny. I was fortunate to think about it by myself, on my own, in my bed.
Do you know what I mean? All right, too. You got a double whammy today. Special episode.
100%. Episode 9 is better than this. Episode 9 is better than last episode 9.
I don't even want to talk about it. I don't even want to talk about it.
To be fair, listen. Look, I've had experiences with mice in the past. All right. Working in the restaurants business before.
Yeah.
Not Five Guys. No, not there. Before there. I was a youngster. Pizza delivery driver. I was a pizza delivery driver.
No, I never knew this about you.
All my days. I was a youngster. I was a pizza delivery driver trying to make some change, all right?
What year was this? Roughly 70s, 80s?
Gosh, oh, my God. Yeah, we had to use the penny farthing.
How many shillings did you make?
This is when it was 40p a bus fare, mate. Wow. All right,
I remember those days.
No, it wasn't. No, you don't.
Yes, but... I do. I was there.
All right, I'm trying to tell my story, mate.
Oh, sorry, go on.
Fucking hell. So, I was a 17-year-old boy. I was young, dumb, trying to make some money. And there it was. I'm not going to name the place, to be fair. Okay. All I can say, it was an ASCII road. In Shepherd's Bush, on the corner. A pub on the corner on ASCII Road.
Well, to be fair, you may as well give a postcode.
Oh, but shut up, mate. What are you interrupting me for?
Sorry, go for it.
So, yeah, in the corner of ASCII Road, all right? I was a young 17-year-old, needed money, got a job as a pizza delivery driver, right?
Right.
So, yeah, happy days. Normal pub, they served pizzas in the evening, and there were unique pizzas. I swear to you, there were like peanut butter and chili and chicken and peppers.
What?
They had a dessert pizza.
That sounds
with custard and chocolate. That was good. It was so good. Mm-hmm. What was that other one? Their barbecue base was banging.
Okay.
But yeah. Anywho's, during that experience. Downstairs, we had to prep food, right?
Okay.
For the evening shift. So there's me minding my day. You know, it was a bit grotty downstairs because you had the kegs next to the fucking flour. It was a bit ghetto. But yeah, there was mice in there. There was literally, I was clearing out the storage and there was mice in there. There was mice droppings everywhere.
Well, hold on. Not to interject again, but I mean, how bad was it? Like, how many did you see?
I seen about 4 mice.
Oh.
Like they chewed into boxes. They were in the flour and the boss said use the flour and it was a bit mad. But obviously he's your boss, isn't it? He's paying you cash in hand.
Did you flag this up?
I told him, I said, "Hell, this is a bit grim." He goes, "Nah, it's all right, bro. It's not touching the floor." I was like, "Fucking
hell." It gives you a good taste. Oh, it's nice being used flavor. To it. Yeah.
But yeah, it was a bit grim. But yeah.
Well, sorry, that's my a bit experience. Grim. Full.
Yeah, that's proper grim.
That's disgusting.
But to be fair, the pizzas were banging.
But I mean, just surely once you found out, you didn't continue eating the pizzas, did you?
No, I stopped eating the pizzas.
Yeah,
because... Like, I generally stopped eating the pizzas because I knew what was going down back of house. So anyone who's eating outside, be careful if you eat in a pub.
Yeah, no, okay.
Just saying.
Well, be careful where you eat anywhere, and don't piss off the waiters because they will do anything to you.
That 100%. That is facts.
That is
facts. Me and my brother used to work at this pub, and fucking hell, I'm telling you, whoever's rude, they got a little extra surprise on their pizza.
No way, you didn't actually.
Not me. I personally don't do them things.
Who was it?
Other
snitch.
People. Me.
You little
I'm
snitch.
Other people.
Name and shame.
No, I'm saying. Not my brother. I'm saying there was a bunch of road guys getting paid cash in hand.
Right, okay.
As pizza delivery drivers. And if these snobbish pricks used to, you know, would give you headache, what do you think they're going to do? No. They don't care.
No, fair enough.
Do you know what I mean? They'll mug them off. I've seen some bad things in the restaurant business. Trust me.
I mean, that is... Surely you did obviously flag this up and be like, listen, I refuse to work in an environment that has mouse droppings everywhere, and you just probably stormed out of there, if knowing you.
Oh, no, I kept working.
No, I needed the money, bro. Yeah,
I need the money, bro. I need that moolah, bro. But yeah, honestly, it was grim. It's now closed.
Yeah.
Like, the restaurant is now closed. It's out of...
I wonder why.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? But the thing is, it was a... I'm not going to say anymore. But he was an absolute nightmare. He was a nice guy, the owner, but yeah.
No, that is disgusting. I mean, I wouldn't be able to do it. Also, yeah. if there was... I'm not saying that restaurants don't have problems with mice and they don't take care of it and control it, because sometimes it's inevitable, you know? It can happen, but you need to know how to control it, get the right procedures in. Yeah, you don't go steal a cat.
Yeah, steal a cat.
Yeah, steal a cat.
What do you mean? Go steal the cat.
Steal the cat. Get him to sort out the mice, and yeah, you're good to go. Your boss thinks you're a hero. You've saved him some money. He doesn't have to get the right procedures in place.
Yeah, that's the thing. Just get 5 cats. They'll kill the mice, and then Bob's your uncle. But the thing is, downstairs in the cellar was a bit like, it was very questionable.
Yeah.
Like, it was proper questionable.
Why?
You know, the
why is
work
that?
Conditions.
Okay.
It was a bit, yeah, trust me, man. But, you know, money was money for me at the time, and that's what I was making.
Fair enough. Well, at least you stopped eating the food. You didn't mind serving it to someone else, but at least you stopped eating your food.
Oh, I didn't mind. You know what I mean? I didn't mind. And I remember seeing one of my school friends there as well. He was having a little party.
Oh yeah,
and there was like a buffet thing on a Sunday, and I was just serving these pizzas, just knowing full well knowing these guys.
Knowing you, rash. Would you? Were you grated mouse? But yeah, in the Parmesan cheese just mixed in. It's like, yeah, take this, put this.
I said they were just there, like just eating the food. I was like, yeah, do you know what? Good on you, man.
Yeah, enjoy it.
You enjoy that. Yeah.
Do you like the taste? Do you? Yeah. Yeah, do you?
it's a bit of feces.
Yeah, it's got a bit. It tastes weird. Oh dear, it's
got rat poison in it.
Ooh, yeah. Well,
but that was look. Do you know what? That's my experience, and I understand why the guy done it. But to be fair, don't steal.
No, but it's not the right way. No, he should come up with a better solution if he's going to sort out a problem. Because, like I said, restaurants do have problems with mice and other creatures, let's say, but you need to know how to control it, and stealing someone else's pet is just not on. I would name and shame that restaurant, to be honest, and the driver. I want his name.
That's true.
His family's true. Name.
His name, the restaurant. Where he lives.
Where he lives, who his parents are. All right, I want the whole lot.
Jesus. Oh, poor lad. Leaving, man. He's trying to make ends meet for his 5 kids.
Well, you don't know that, do you?
In Kosovo.
Oh, all right, here we go. This sounds like a Filipino move, if I'm being honest. He probably really took the cat to roast.
It really doesn't. It really doesn't.
Don't you guys eat cat?
It does not. No, it doesn't. I don't eat cat, no.
I think Filipinos eat some cats and dogs and stuff.
No, we don't.
I'm joking.
No.
Well, it's been... You know what? There's much better episode 9 than I expected.
I am fucking amped up.
This one's a good one. This one's a good one. If you guys have any stories that you'd like to, like us to dissect and talk about, please email me contact@thebjreport. And what's the Instagram, Jerry?
_thebjreport.
Yes, and a little teaser for you. Next week's episode 10. I think I've mentioned it back in episode 1 as well, but we're doing a special. It won't be the news articles as we're doing it this week and the other weeks. I promised Jerry when we first started the podcast that if we make it to 10 episodes, he can have his little special, which is discussing our favorite films, our top 3 films. So next week's episode will be a special. It won't be news articles. It will be our top 3 favorite films of all time.
Okay. Buddy's top 3 is...
Wait.
I'm not going to say Buddy's top 3, but I'm just saying one's black and white.
Yes. That's very true.
It's true. Yeah. It's like a, it's an odd mix of films.
Yes. Yeah. Well, you'll have to listen next week and find out what it is.
Yeah, for sure. Anyways, look after yourself.
Stay safe.
COVID-19.
Stay at home. Stay safe. This was recorded using Squadcast at two separate locations in respect of the national lockdown.
Was it though? Was it? No, I'm joking.
It could be.
trust me.
And as we mentioned every week, you know, wait for these to be recorded. You know, once we lockdown eases, we will be video recording these and uploading it on YouTube, so you can see, obviously, Jerry's stupid face and, you know, a comedy genius at work.
Ah, standard. Obviously, he has to remain comedy. Because he's not.
Oh, look at that. He's triggered.
Anyways, look after yourself. Good evening.
Take care. Goodbye.